From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A Kremlin spokesman expressed concern Thursday about the arrival of U.S. soldiers and tanks in Poland. He said the arrival of U.S. forces is a threat to Russian security. The first contingent of U.S. soldiers arrived in Poland from Germany Thursday. Eventually, the U.S. plans to station more than 3,000 soldiers in Poland. The mission, dubbed Atlantic Resolve, will see troops, tanks, and military vehicles rotate between Poland and several other nearby NATO countries. The deployment was ordered by the Obama administration as a response to Russian aggression in Ukraine. United Nations head Antonio Guterres joined leaders from several European countries in Geneva Thursday to try to resolve a decades-long political crisis in Cyprus. Guterres, along with representatives from Cyprus, Greece, Turkey, and Britain, gathered in an effort to hammer out an accord that would create a united two-zone federation. The United States military released details Thursday about a joint operation in Afghanistan last November that resulted in the death of 33 civilians. Residents and Taliban insurgents say the attack on the village of Bose in Kunduz province flattened dozens of houses. In addition to the deaths, 27 people were wounded. General John Nicholson, commander of U.S. forces in Afghanistan, says he deeply regrets the loss of innocent lives. He pointed out that the motive for the attack was defensive. Director of National Intelligence James Clapper has told President-elect Donald Trump that the U.S. intelligence community did not create a document purporting to contain scandalous information about Trump obtained by the Russians. This is VOA News. Donald Trump's choices to lead the Department of Defense and the Central Intelligence Agency distanced themselves from the incoming president just a bit by advocating a tough approach toward Russia. The statements came Thursday during testimony at congressional confirmation hearings. CIA nominee Mike Pompeo said Russian interference in the 2016 U.S. presidential election was ordered by Russian leaders.
This was an aggressive action taken by the senior leadership inside of Russia, and America has an obligation, and the CIA has a part of that obligation to protect that information.
Meanwhile, Defense Department nominee General James Mattis told the Senate Armed Services Committee the post-war balance of power is being threatened more than ever by Russia.
I would consider the principal threats to start with Russia, and it would certainly include any nations that are looking to intimidate nations around their periphery, regional nations nearby them.
Thursday, the Senate passed a waiver that would allow Mattis to run the Pentagon despite his recent active military service. Neurosurgeon Ben Carson testified before the Senate Banking Committee concerning his appointment to the Department of Housing and Urban Development. A senior United Nations official says a water crisis affecting Syria's capital, Damascus, could trigger military action with devastating consequences unless vital supplies from a nearby rebel-held area are restored. Lisa Schlein reports.
Damascus gets most of its water from the Wadi Barada Valley. Damage to the infrastructure during battles between rebel and Syrian forces has cut off this vital source of water to the Syrian capital's population of 5 million since December 22. The UN Special Envoy for Syria, Stephane de Mistura, says it is a matter of great urgency that Syrian government engineers be allowed to go into the area to repair the damage so water once more can be pumped to Damascus. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
The government of Gambian President Yahya Jammeh is asking the Supreme Court to block the inauguration of his successor, Adama Barrow. Mr. Jammeh is refusing to accept his loss at the polls last December and is asking for the results to be thrown out. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Thursday the upcoming Paris peace conference is rigged against his nation and that he will not be bound by anything it decides. The conference begins January 15th and may endorse a framework for peace between Israel and the Palestinians. French President François Hollande says the conference is intended to cement international support for a two-state solution in the Middle East. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes were lower at the close of today's trading sessions. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.